2011 is from the executive, the interim director of employee benefits requesting authorization to execute a one-year renewal of the MetLife contract for basic supplemental life insurance. This will also go to the personnel committee.
Okay. Supervisor Mayer.
Move approval.
Okay. Supervisor Mayer moves approval. Any questions, concerns? Seeing none. Can you just give us a brief summary of what some of the items that have taken place and we talked about on the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the MetLife contract is a three-year contract that we're just reaching the end of that also featured an evergreen clause in it that effectively means as long as they're not making material changes to the terms of the contract that we would continue with that contract on automated renewals. In this case, what that effectively has done is it's given us now coming up on 7 straight years without any increase to the price on our life insurance plan. Over that same period of time, unfortunately, the actual claims experience coming out of the life insurance plan certainly wouldn't justify that holding steady of the rates. We've seen typically rate experience claims dollars paid somewhere in the neighborhood of 107% to 108% of the actual premiums dollars that we've paid. Meaning that on this particular line of business, MetLife is taking in those years 7% and 8% losses based on the contract that we had the ability to hold them to. Heading into this year, we knew that basically a zero increase was going to be unattainable. In fact, we're going to see a catch-up for the several years that we've had without any increase. And we budgeted a worst-case scenario of 20%. In heading into this budget with the hopes of being able to negotiate that down further. Where we've come to now with the renewal is we had a fairly positive amount of experience on the first 6 months of 2011, coupled with a slightly better year in 2010, but still running at over 100% loss. We'd waited as late as possible to execute a renewal on this in the hopes that with some additional positive experience in the latter half of 2011, we might have been able to leverage a few more points out of the renewal quote. But unfortunately, it just stayed the same the rest of the way through. So waiting didn't ultimately pay off. What ultimately is the underlying cause of this is the fact that we have a life insurance benefit that's at no charge for a retiree population, which in overly simplistic terms creates 100% certainty of loss. Everyone eventually dies. And when you have a population...
Don't say it like that. Come on.
When you have a population of retirees that is significantly larger than the lower risk active population, there's less expensive active employees to spread the costs over. And that's why we're seeing the per individual rate go up the way it is. What this renewal does is it effectively buys us time. It allows us to continue with our life insurance benefit through 2012 and affords me an opportunity to go back to the work group to try to evaluate some alternatives, possibly refinancing the liability on the life insurance, looking at amortization of the OPEB for it, looking at other ways of delivering it through our portability clauses, just to see if there is a cheaper way to deliver it and if we have time to put out a competitive RFP for that. The one thing that I did not want to bring before you was a multi-year renewal or a multi-year contract from MetLife just maintaining the status quo. Ultimately, we do have to do some work to try to look at the long-term structure on it. Mm-hmm.
Supervisor Moore.
Are you planning to go out after this one-year RFP yet? To see if we want to take the risk of what the rate is, what the county tells we are a mature plan?
Chairman, Supervisors, my intent on it would be to, let me back up one step. The one thing that I did not want to do was go to an RFP with the exact same structure that we have right now, because frankly, I don't believe it will yield a better result. The experience, frankly, is what it is. The numbers are there to support the increase. What my intention would be to work with the work group to identify the best strategy, come back to the board for approval of that strategy, and then we ultimately would have to RFP to have a contract to meet it. Whether you know, whether that would be, you know, the same delivery of life insurance, splitting the rating pools. It's very early to say what that would look like, but I think it would have to end result in an RFP.
Any further questions, supervisors? Seeing
that is.
Sorry, Supervisor Schmidt.
I'm sorry. I guess I would say, and I appreciate the explanation of it, and I guess just reality hits is that when you look at the sobering numbers again, with retirees versus active members and less active members, we've always been looking over the years of looking last decade, you know, at what, a quarter less employees than we had 10 years ago, so this is should be expected. Mm-hmm. And there's more pressure on the employees, you know, looking at future budgets. Also, employees are putting in more for this health insurance now. And, you know, so we appreciate the study that needs to be done and going to the work group and coming back to us and looking at alternatives. We know this is an easy situation, but mm-hmm. we appreciate the work. I'm sure all the employees do, since they have even more of a stake than they had before, with their kind of contributions that they'll be required to pay now. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
On the motion for approval, Supervisors De Bruin?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 6-1.
Okay. Next item, Madam Clerk.
Number 12 is on a budget, the 2011 budget amendment, C1008. It's also from the Director of Employee Benefits Committee here in 2012 regarding dependent eligibility. This will also go to personnel. This is informational only and not retroactive.
And Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, unfortunately I got caught up a little bit with the timing of this report. We've had some very significant progress on it since I had to draft it and submit it to you in Legistar. Where we're at with this right now is that over the past week we've completed the finalist presentations with the vendors selected by the review panel. We had three very strong bids from HMS, Medville Management, and Buck Consultants. And while there was certainly some strengths on all three, and all three would have been able to do an outstanding job with this, the unanimous decision of the review panel was to recommend Buck Consultants for this. Where there's not been yet is time to get through the contract and to get that in front of you for an action item. I would anticipate that in the next cycle. And we still have some significant work to do with Buck to make sure, and we would have had this with actually all three of the finalists, to make sure that they are in full compliance with the DBE requirement. And we'll be working with the community business development partners to get them there before I have it in front of you.
Any questions or comments? See you now.